Happy Labor Day, everyone. Welcome to this impromptu episode of Still Loading. So this episode is going to be a little bit of a State of the Union type. Nothing bad whatsoever. In fact, I have some big news at the very end of this episode, or some really good news. But in any case, I just want to kind of check in. Honestly, part of the reason for recording this is I just really wanted to record something, anything. I've been having so much fun doing this, and I'm just looking forward to continue to doing this. So with that being said, though, the 40 for 40 series is wrapping up. We are getting close to the end of it, and I'm looking for some feedback from you guys. So part one, what did you guys think of it? Did you guys enjoy the 40 random NES games that covered pretty much a 2-year span of this podcast's life? I think I started the 40 for 40 series back in maybe December or something of like 2016. So it's approaching 2 years. I don't remember the exact date, but I know it's because there's 40 games biweekly. It's a little less than 2 years, actually. So yeah, it's coming up on close to 2 years since I really started that 40 for 40 series. And what did you guys think of it? Did you like that idea of like having a series of games to cover, and maybe not completely related? Like, I might do like series runs of, like, let's say, the Uncharted games, like 1, 2, and 3 back to back to back or something like that. Or longer series, like cover the Crash Bandicoot games, like the first one, second, third, and, you know, of course, Crash Team Racing, but then also the non-Naughty Dog games, you know, the ones where Activision pretty much just outsourced the game to other developers to make. So who knows? I have a couple ideas. In fact, I do want to cover at least the original Crash Bandicoot soon. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do a whole series on that yet, but I at least want, because those games I like enough, where I actually want to beat all of them all the way through. Since the NES games, it was just, you know, dipping my hand in, I wasn't really sure what to expect. I didn't feel bad in not completing them. So, but some of these games that I'm covering, I really want to try to at least beat them if I can at least get like 75% of the way through or something like that. So in any case, so those are just some ideas that I had. I do have a list of games in my head that I want to cover in over the next couple weeks now that the 4440 series is wrapping up. Only two left, by the way. Two episodes left, and I have guests for both of them. I just actually have to reach out to them and remind them to make sure to see if they're still free. Otherwise, well, hopefully they are still free. Otherwise, it'll just be me again. But in any case, so yeah, I just want to get your guys' feedback. What did you guys think? And additionally, in terms of feedback, do you have any suggestions on games for me to cover or topics or anything? A fan of the show, Dylan, reached out to me privately and suggested the original Final Fantasy, which, by the way, Dylan, if you're listening, I do plan on covering. I know you asked it like, oh God, it feels like a year ago, but I was in the middle of the 40 for 40 series and I wanted to finish everything off like that. I didn't want to jump in the middle of it. The only time I would ever cover additional games on the off weeks if it was something that I felt particularly drawn to, like when I did Super Mario Odyssey from the that actually was not Mario Month, that was a while ago though. Yeah, so I really just kind of wanted to I just didn't want to cover anything like too crazy. And Final Fantasy, since it is an RPG, oh shit, that's going to take a while, but I got time now. 4440 series is over. So in any case, what do you guys think? What do you want me to cover? Is there anything that you've been dying for me to cover and, or at least just talk about to get my take on? Not that my opinion matters all that much, but if you find it interesting, you know, I'm more than happy to give it. So yeah, that's just pretty much it. So reach out to me on Facebook, Twitter, I guess technically on Instagram too, at Still Loading Pod on all of them. You can reach out to me on email via email, stillloadingcontact@gmail.com. And I can use this now as a segue into kind of my announcement of sorts. So another way you can contact me is I have a website. That's right, everyone. Still Loading Podcast is now online. Well, it's always been online, but now has a website. You can go to stillloadingpodcast.com and you can find, there's a little web player with all the podcast episodes, at least a chunk of them on there. I got Twitter and Instagram feeds on there, a little blog section if I ever feel inclined to write. I eventually would like to write a blog, like, you know, like write a weekly blog, but I don't know if I'll be able to keep up with that. But as of now, there's no blog post. As of this going live, there's no blog post. But I do, I could foresee in the future me, you know, in my poor excuse for writing, fumbling through some blogging attempts. But, you know, it's just an idea. So, in any case, that's just pretty much it. I have a website, and I just was so excited to share it that I wanted to record something. And so here it is, stillloadingpodcast.com. You can go and visit it and check it out. It is live. I'm really happy with it, and I hope you guys like it. I think that's pretty much it for this little impromptu episode. It went longer than I expected, but I'm really excited. I just wanted to share this with you guys. It's going to be an awesome fall and winter. I got some ideas lined up. I got some guests hopefully lined up. We'll see where the cards fall or where the chips lie or whatever the fuck that saying is. I don't know. I don't understand any of this. But in any case, thank you all once again for listening. Once again, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, like I said before, at StillLoadingPod. Reach out to me via email, stillloadingcontact@gmail.com. And also now you can reach out to me on the website, stillloadingpodcast.com. There is a little contact section which has like social media stuff in it, as well as a little like email contact section. You can see social media links at the bottom, and then there's a whole contact page where it'll email me. So, and that should pretty much wrap this up. So thank you all once again for listening, and I will see you all next time.